The Bob Bell Show.
Should we believe the hype?
Something you can believe in.
What hype?
Well, something.
Bob Bell. Joy 620. WRJZ.
We'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Fridays.
Thank God it's Friday.
Good morning and welcome in. 7:07, 7 minutes after 7 o'clock. Joy 620, WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County, it's 99.5.
Friday.
And all over the world at WRJZ.com.
Thank God it's
Friday.
I'm now in probation for my 29th year here at Joy 620, WRJZ. We've been carrying Carson Newman football for 28 years. We'll talk more to some friends of mine, some new friends of mine, just a few moments. They're actually new old friends. We've seen each other somewhere. But now we go to the phones. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the heart-wrenching things we have to do is make sure that we get a prayer request in line from my good friend who's on the other end of the line. He's a special man in church. Sir, are you there still?
Hey, brother, you got me there, Bobby.
Hey, are you there? I'm so glad.
I'm here.
Bless God, I know that you've been traveling and working. You've got a special request. Tell me what
that
is.
Brother Bobby, thank you for taking my call there. I've got an extra special unspoken prayer request I'd like to share with you. Need you pray for my little church.
Yes, sir. Unspoken.
Unspoken special. Extra special.
Extra
unspoken
special.
Prayer request. Special. And I'm telling you what, I'll tell you what's going on so you know what to pray for.
Yes, sir.
It's been good there at the church, at that Squirrel Ridge Assembly. Somebody's wanting to vote on buying a chandelier, and there's about half of them for it, half of them against it. And I'm fearing a church split. And besides, I don't think anybody even knows how to play with it.
They don't even know how to play chandelier, huh?
Don't know how to play the doggone thing.
Not even if it's in the queue of Q.
Well, I don't know about them things. You radio man, you probably know that. But if you would just pray for my little church, and I love you, and I'll talk to you at once. Bye bye.
God bless you, my friend. Now we got the important stuff out of the way. That's good. That was awesome. Joy 620 WRJC. I also heard in a couple of weeks that Dino Bray is going to make another appearance back here in about 2 weeks, right here for Joy 620 WRJZ. On September 3rd, we're going to carry our 29th season. I think it's our 28th season, actually, of Carson Newman Eagle football, because we missed the COVID season because there was no football that season. It broke my heart. With me in studio, and I'll tell you guys, and I told Jeff Joslin, Jeff, welcome. It's good to have you here. But back in 1980, before he was head coach, Ken Sparks sat down with me and recruited me from Seymour. And I'd already accepted an offer to go play at the University of Tennessee and all that kind of stuff. But he was talking to me about, you know, being able to get on the field earlier and play, and at 265 pounds and 6'2", and could run a 4.7 40. You know, and that, listen, now I take a sundial, okay, so there's no comparison. This is back when I had legs and stuff. And so I was sitting here talking to him, but I was amazed at how much he gave a flat rip about my personal life. I couldn't believe a guy would even think about asking me, well, okay, you're not coming to Carson Newman, so how's your spiritual life? And I said, well, I go to church. And he goes, well, what I want to know is how's your heart? And this is, remember, before he's a head coach at Carson Newman, he's assistant right there. And I'm thinking, what does he mean? Because I didn't know. I would have known Jesus if he slapped me in the face. But anyway, years later in 1993, when I came here to work at WRJZ, it was my first year, and the general manager then, the late John Haddett, said, do you want to carry Carson Newman football? And I said, without thinking, I said, yes. He said, why? I said, because they match what our mission is. Our mission is to help people grow in their faith. That's what we're all about. We do it with fun, and we do it with the Bob Bell Show in the morning. That would lead to more teaching later on and more important things later on. But the big thing is Carson Newman and Ken Sparks fits in with our biblical worldview perfectly. So with that, I have some gentlemen here who played on outstanding football teams at Carson Newman University. And without making them blush, because they're outstanding men. Not just because they were outstanding players, that's true. But these gentlemen are outstanding men. Husbands and fathers, are they perfect? No. And neither are you. but they're trying to do it right, and they lean on the Lord's efforts, not themselves. But they were each of these men, and I don't even have to ask, each of these men in this room now have been asked the question by Ken Sparks, how's your heart? So I'll start over here. Tell me your name, who you are, and when you played.
My name's Tim Young. I played...
And he looks young. It's crazy.
I played there in 80 and 81.
So you might have been on campus when I was there for my official visit.
Very likely, yes.
I was trying to remember what game I was going... Did y'all play Elon back then?
Yes.
It might have been the Elon game, if I can remember. And I remember being on the sidelines. I was kind of off to the side with a few other prospects that were kind of there. And I was watching, you know, how you guys loved each other and reacted with each other.
Absolutely.
How did you first come in contact with Ken Sparks?
I was actually... I was actually at the University of Tennessee, Chattanooga, and my...
Moccasins.
Yes. A mm-hmm. Very close friend of mine from Eastridge High School, where I went, Mike Reed, he went straight from high school to Carson Newman. Uh-huh. I'd never heard of Carson Newman until Mike went.
Really?
And Mike, today is my, and for the last 37 years, has been my brother-in-law. So I was wow. dating his sister, and we dated since junior high school.
So that's worked out well.
That worked out extremely well. He's still a close friend, and he's my brother-in-law. But he's the one that got me to Carson Newman because yeah. things weren't working out for me at Chattanooga.
Right.
And
isn't that funny how God moves and things you have
absolutely.
No idea how that happened.
Right, right.
And so you end up in the position you played was?
Linebacker.
Linebacker. And I could see that. I could see that. All right, over here, this young man, your name?
I'm Lamar Brown.
Lamar Brown. I sat in, and I had roomed briefly at UT with a Lamar Schuler. Do you remember? I don't know if you remember that guy. No. And he wasn't there long. He wasn't there long. It was Lamar Schuler. And then, you know, I was there for a while, and then all of a sudden he wasn't there. I mean, you come back to the room, and he wasn't. His stuff was gone. It's like, what happened? But that's kind of the way it was. Now, tell me about your track. How did you get to Carson Newman?
Well, I'm unusual. I was recruited by Bill Mitchell, who was our linebacker coach, and then Coach Sparks became head coach, and they right. recruited me to Carson Newman in 1980, his very first season.
Right.
And I played there my entire career through 1984.
How about that? And then over there is the one and only, and I've already gotten a love for this guy. But tell him your name over there, sir.
Mr. Dwight Wilson.
Mr. Dwight. See how you put that in there, Jeff?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Dwight Wilson, you're minding your own business. You come from Thomasville, Georgia, correct?
Yes. Yes.
I assume, were you attending the University of Tennessee?
I was.
When you were working at Wendy's?
I was not attending the University of Tennessee.
But you were working at Wendy's in Farragut.
Yes, yes.
This is a long stinking time ago. Wendy's was about the only thing in Farragut at that particular time.
Yes. And so I guess it's around 8 o'clock one evening, and some mm-hmm. gentlemen came in and asked to see Dwight Wilson. So had no idea who they were. And actually, it was a couple of coaches from Carson Newman, Coach Sparks, and Coach Turner, and maybe someone else. And they came in and said, we're here to talk to you about football.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, okay. And they told me that Jim Dyer had sent him over, who was my position coach at Tennessee.
So one of the guys that came to see you sitting across from you, his name is Jeff Jocelyn.
Yes,
is that correct?
Yes, yes.
You think they sent him over because he was a Farragut native?
I think so.
He was an admiral.
I think so.
Gotcha.
Those guys stick together real well.
They do. They do. So they come over, and what did they say to you?
I was flipping burgers.
Sure. I've done that at McDonald's when I was about that age back
yes,
then.
Yes, sir. So came in and shook my hand and started talking about football. And we're here to talk to you about coming to Carson Newman. So I'd heard of Carson Newman, but mm-hmm. wasn't real familiar with it.
I mean, it even before then, it had a long-standing tradition
yes.
of being an excellent football program
yes.
in its division, for sure.
Yes.
And so a lot of people around the nation knew about Carson Newman. A lot of people in our backyard didn't. But I did. I lived in Seymour, so that was geographically close. And I'd always kind of kept up with them just for fun.
Well, what had happened was they went to the national championship game in 1972. And then Coach Spark, well, Ron Case came in the late 70s and started turning it around. Coach Sparks took over in 80. And from the very beginning,
just took off like a
moving forward.
Really just sort of lit a fire, didn't he?
He did.
And did that with his heart. Did Coach Sparks, Dwight, did Coach Sparks ever ask you, how's your heart?
Absolutely, absolutely. I mean, it was.
Do you remember him sticking that finger in your sternum? You know, pointing, how's your heart? How's your heart, Dwight?
Yes, yes. And with force, he pushed you back with it.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. But, you know, and it's amazing the little things that don't seem like much at the time, but as you grow in life, a lot of those things become a lot to you. Just house your heart.
Right.
You know, for someone to not interested in how you stand, so how much you lift today, or what did you run the 40 in, how much you weigh. He's concerned about the person. So that really touched and impressed me with Coach Sparks.
See, that's what I noticed. Jeff Joslin, who's put this wonderful doc together, this documentary and this movie, we're going to dream continue about that. But at Providence Church coming up on August 16th, we're going to show this to everybody. People are going to be registering at Providence's website and getting ready to go. I'm going to be there. You're going to be there. We're going to be there. But we're going to see this at Providence Church with Chad Sparks, oddly enough.
Yep.
And if we have an overflow, we've got an alternate night. We can actually do an overflow crowd if we need to. Do you know that, Jeff?
I didn't know that till
Stacy Bearden told me.
Yep.
Anyway, go to Providence Church's website, Providence on Lovell Road. You go to their website. You can simply look for the Ken Sparks documentary. You can sign up for that, and they'll save you a seat. All right, coming up, more stories, because we're here to help you grow in your faith. Folks, this isn't about football. This is about raising men. We have a generation of men who have been neglected, I fear. I don't care where you come from, rich or poor, black or white, all backgrounds. We have men that have been left in the lurch. Let's go rescue our men so that they can be the men of God that they're called to be. We're back in just a few moments with traffic and weather together here on the Bob Bell Show. Welcome into Friday.
What is this all about?
The Bob Bell Show.
You know, he got to be a genius.
And he shares it with you.
Joy 620
WRJZ.
I'll tell you why I celebrate. Now, y'all remember this song, right? I know Jocelyn's over here probably dancing, you know. For Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. In Sevier County, 99.5 and all over the world at WRJZ.com. I rejoice because I'm accepted in the beloved. That's right. And I didn't do anything to earn it or deserve it. Lamar, is that about right?
That's about right. You're right on.
There ain't no way. But here we are. I'm with Jeff Jocelyn. Also with us is Tim Young, also a Mark Lowry lookalike. Anyway, he's a lot nicer, though. Lamar Brown is with us, I just spoke to, and Dwight Wilson is over there in the corner. So, Dwight, they found you at the Wendy's.
Yes.
You came and you talked to, obviously, at some point in time after that, you talked to Coach Sparks, correct?
Yes. Good story. I was on the way back from South Georgia, Thomasville. During the Christmas break, and I thought I was going back to have a reinstatement meeting with Coach Majors. And
with Coach Majors?
Yes.
Huh. Okay, I'm sorry. That's my Coach Majors. I love the guy. But
absolutely. Great guy.
Nothing. He was a motivator.
Yes, yes. PPMP.
Tell people what that means. Can you tell people what that means?
Perfect practice makes perfect. That's
right. Yeah, practice doesn't make perfect. Perfect practice. Yes. Perfect practice makes perfect. Rawr. Practice does not make perfect.
That is it. And I actually stopped at a phone booth and called Coach Sparks.
Yeah, when we still had those.
Yes, yes. In the middle of Atlanta, Georgia.
Wow.
I said, Coach, I think I'm coming to Carson. And he said, well, all right, brother. That's great. So I'm sitting here and like, okay, I like that. He called me a brother. So that's how our relationship started.
How about that? And so, you know, a little bit about you, Dwight. How did you come to know Christ? I mean, what was that journey look like?
You know, when you enter a college for the first time in your life, there's a lot of decisions you have to make about which way are you going to go.
Mm. Preach.
And a lot of people are witnessing.
Mm-hmm.
Some are real. Some aren't. So
yeah.
If you see a guy that lives what he talks, that's real impressive.
Mm.
But the opportunity to know Christ, to reach Christ, was all around. So you had a lot of decisions and a lot of choices to make. And I chose to live the way that I live because of Christ. I went to church all my life. Wasn't saved, but...
But you were brought up right.
Yes, yeah. Yes. My week in college didn't go right if my buddy Steve Davis and I didn't go to church on Sundays.
Mm, so I hear that.
Wasn't saved, but we knew we needed that Sunday morning service.
Yes. But then you got to faith in Christ.
Yes, yes.
So would you just have to, you have to come to that realization that, yeah, I'm a church goer, but I'm not a, I'm a Jesus fan, but I'm not a Jesus follower.
Absolutely. My wife had a whole lot to do with it. You know, when you're dating a girl.
Sounds like me.
Yes. When you're dating a girl in the church and some things that don't happen and shouldn't go on, you know.
Yeah.
And so a lot of things she told me, a lot of things she wouldn't do, a lot of things she wouldn't say that really opened my eyes and let me know that this thing is real.
And she's different.
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, congratulations,
man.
Thank you. It's good to have
you. Thank
you. So what do you do now?
I am retired.
You retired. You struggle with glaucoma. When did glaucoma start to be an issue for you?
Actually, I was a juvenile diabetic.
Huh.
But I wasn't diagnosed.
But you weren't diagnosed.
24 years old.
Goodness gracious.
Did an 8-hour physical with the Cleveland Browns.
Uh huh.
Wasn't detected, but I was about to go into a coma one afternoon, about 6 months after getting out of football.
Because it wasn't regulated.
Yes.
Yeah.
Had no idea what was going on. And I was sitting on the couch, and my girlfriend at the time, but wife now, came in, and she said, "You've been sitting in that spot since I went to church," and she tried to...
You haven't moved?
Not at all.
Wow.
So she called my roommate, Kelsey Finch, and...
Kelsey Finch!
Yes.
Number 36 with the Volunteers.
Yes, yes. So they came in, he came and got me, and... Her apartment was on the top floor in Townview. So they, he picked me up, took me to Baptist Hospital.
Yes, sir.
And they told my wife to call my parents.
So my dad was chief of staff at that time.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that's how it started, and that's how it was discovered that I was a diabetic.
Wow.
Probably,
praise God.
Probably been one since I was 10 to 12 years old.
Right.
And, but... I was so active all my life, it just, it didn't really set itself free in my life where it could be seen. But I do remember in high school, I always had to retake my urine test because I always had sugar in my urine. But I didn't know that.
Could have been an indication at that time, but you know.
Yes, yes.
Medicine, is, especially with diabetics,
yes,
has come a long way since then.
Yes, not full blown, but...
Yeah. I know a high school player who actually plays football. He's got a pump on.
Yes.
But he actually plays, and he regulates and watches it very carefully.
Yes. It's a very, very deteriorating disease.
Yeah.
I have to pay a lot of attention to it. I've learned a lot about it. Education is one of the biggest things, knowing what to do, when to do. And it's a funny disease in that some people can fully protect themselves and have good, wouldn't say genes, but good statistics on their levels and things, but yet you can still acquire things as amputations, eyesight, all those little things, kidney failure, all those things. So it's a lot involved with diabetes.
Coming up on the news break here at Joy 620 WRJZ, that is Dwight. Dwight, thank you for being here. You stay with us. We're going to talk to some of these other gentlemen. Guys, I want your permission. Something we do each and every Friday, and I feel like I should ask permission because some of y'all drove a long way. But but we got to do Andy Griffith Show trivia because it's Friday. So I want your permission to do that, if we could do that.
Absolutely.
We'll give him a chance to win. But you guys are all a part of it. Lamar, all these others will return with us in just a few moments, including Dwight and Tim. And Jeff Joslin is with us in studio at Joy 620 WRJZ. Newscast today brought to you by Fleet Tire on Woodland Avenue, 111 Woodland Avenue. As a matter of fact, Fleet Tire is very involved in sponsoring Carson Newman Eagle football here at Joy 620 as well, as is Premier Building Cleaning Corporation. Of course, that is Mark Isom. Also in support of the Ken Sparks Scholarship Fund. We need help in the Ken Sparks Scholarship Fund so another student can have take advantage of getting a great education and a Christian education at Carson Newman University. It's now 7:31. Now it's time for the news.
Bob Bell, the man who will speak at any men's breakfast as long as the eggs are hot.
So young girl, and you know.
Good morning and welcome in. This portion of the Bob Bell Show is brought to you by your ticket to travel. That's our travel people. Joy 620 WRJZ and Vicki Ombi, who is a Sevier County lady, owns Your Ticket to Travel. You call her or go to yourtickettotravel.com, and here's what she'll do. She'll set up your next trip. She'll save you a lot of money. She'll help you avoid all the pitfalls of where you can and can't wear a mask still yet. All that kind of stuff. She'll take care of it. And I love the money she saves you. See, you don't pay her. The vendors pay her. You get her to set your trip up, though. You've got something special. I promise it's going to be fantastic. 7:38, 22 minutes away from 8 o'clock at Joy 620. I'm with some friends from Carson Newman University who made a big impact in everybody else's lives because of a man who made a big impact in their lives. And that's Coach Ken Sparks. The Ken Sparks scholarship fund is something that people are going to need to be a part of so we can get students an opportunity to go to Carson Newman and get that kind of education. I spoke with the president a few months ago. That's one of the... I like this guy. Talk about strong in the faith and strong in Scripture. This guy's really something. He's a good friend of my pastor's, too, so I really appreciate that. But after speaking to him and then talking to some others at Carson Newman University... There's such a great feel there. But coming up September 30th and October 1st is going to be a big reunion. Lamar, you said something a minute ago at 7:38. Hey, listen, we're not getting any younger. I don't like to think about that, but we're not. And you said you had a teammate who passed away just not long ago. And it really brings to mind the importance of getting together. How do you feel about that?
Right. Well, Randy Cook was his name, played quarterback at Carson Newman in 1981 and 82.
Wow.
And so anyway, we're all from the 1980s.
Yes.
1980s, Carson Newman won 5 national championships. Right. And we're trying to celebrate during these next, 7 or 8 years.
This is anybody who actually played in the 80s.
In the 80s.
So if you started in 1978, but you finished up in the 80s.
Yes.
Or if you started in 1989, you finished up in the 90s, you still played in the 80s. We're honoring all of those in a special reunion.
Right. This is our first one this year. It's going to be September 30th, October 1st at the Music Road Hotel in Pigeon Forge. And we got a Friday night viewing of the Ken Sparks documentary.
Right.
And then Saturday meeting at the Carson Newman football game at 11. And then that night we're going back to the hotel and having a banquet.
That just sounds glorious. I'm so thankful y'all are going to do that. Because there's a lot of you that haven't seen each other in a while, too.
It's now or never, really. I mean, we're getting in our 60s.
Right.
And it's time.
We're moving on up the ladder, as it were. We're on the back nine, as it were. 7:40 at Joy 620. Jeff, by the time people are finished watching this particular documentary, what do you hope people come away with?
That Coach Sparks was just one individual. He was a man. That surrendered his life to Christ, and he was sold out
completely.
And it's what we're supposed to be. If there's a spark in our life, if Christ lives in our life, in our heart, then it should come out. If it doesn't, then we're not being very obedient to what God's asked us to do, and that's to go and tell. That's the great message. And so whatever you're doing, football, business, coaching, you need to be reaching for Christ, reaching people for Christ, for eternity. Because that's one heartbeat.
Eternity lasts a long time. Yeah, it lasts a long time.
That's right. We've got a buddy of ours, I think, Alan Stevens, I think today, is having
heart transplant.
And
that's where our good friend Mark Isom is. He's up there with him and ministering to him.
I mean, we are one heartbeat away from seeing eternity.
Yeah.
And so where are you going to stand? You know, where do you stand? How's your heart is the key.
So, folks, if you ever wondered, why do they carry Carson Newman football on this Christian radio station? Now you know. That's why. First and foremost, Ken Sparks was devoted to Christ. Was he a perfect man? Nope. Just like Lamar's not perfect. Well, Lamar's close.
No,
he was good.
No way.
and we know Dwight is like really close.
Absolutely, absolutely.
But he's not perfect.
Not yet.
But we've all been saved by grace, and God has given us a mission on this earth through His Son Jesus Christ to do something that's win people over to Him and to help them grow in their faith and equip them. And Tim, if we don't do that, you know, we're being disobedient. If we do that, though, we see rewards like we never thought we would see. And it's more than just going to heaven. It's the understanding and the reward of knowing somebody else is going to be there, right?
Absolutely.
Isn't that something?
It is.
So, I hope y'all will come see this special viewing of it. That is the Ken Sparks documentary. It's coming up Tuesday, August 16th, 7 o'clock at Providence on Lovell Road. You can go to Providence Church's website here in Knoxville. When you go to their website, just Google it, you'll find it. You go to their website, there's a special link there for this viewing, and you sign up for it. You're not paying anything, okay? But you're coming for free. If I was a coach in high school, I'd bring my whole team.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I would want my young men to be exposed to what that was like and who that is. And I think that's going to make a big difference. So, Jeff, thank you for your efforts and what you've done in putting that together, because there's a million other things that you could be doing, but it was something that was on your heart that you absolutely wanted to do, and I appreciate that.
It was for me to honor the impact that Coach Sparks had in my life in high school and obviously in Carson Newman.
Yeah.
even though I grew up in church, I didn't know Christ. I played it.
Man, that sounds like all of us.
That's right.
I mean, it's not like me, anyway.
Yeah. Fakers or real.
Yeah. And was I a pretender or a contender?
Yeah. And I didn't know Christ until I surrendered my life to Christ at UT through an FCA meeting.
Yes.
And it became real. The spark happened.
Hmm.
And I never looked back. Am I perfect? No, good gosh. Every day I struggle against the flesh. We have to put it down. We have to die it every day, die daily.
And I remember as Coach Sparks was diagnosed with a prostate cancer and he was battling for his life, in his first year of coaching with a full diagnosis of what was going on. And I go up to picture day, it was sometime in August, and they were taking pictures, and I was doing my normal thing. I'd get down on my stance and get some of these younger guys, you know, to have them take my picture and then have them help me up. Anyway, but I'd take my picture, and he would come up to me and still sick, not feeling good, stick his finger in my chest and go, "Bob, how's your heart? How's your heart, Bob?" And I said, "It's going good. It belongs to Christ." See, I knew what to say then. All those years later, it made a difference. All right, guys, when we come back, we're going to play Andy Griffith Show Trivia. You don't have to be right. You don't have to do anything. The listener, trust me, the listener will do this. We've got a book called Marriage Done Right. This is from Focus on the Family's Jim Daly, who's coming up in 15 minutes, by the way. Marriage Done Right. One man, one woman. What a novel thing, right? One man, one woman for life? Well, you all are crazy. That's what the Bible says. Anyway, that plus a backyard burger, that plus a free oil change at Fred's Alignment, Andy Griffith Show Trivia is on the way at Joy 620 WRJZ. And we continue to remind you the Ken Sparks Scholarship Fund. Okay, be a part of that. Go to the website, Carson Newman University. You can tap into that and find out how to do that. Also, ask about the 338 ring. 338 wins. A lot of people in this building are a part of that and a part of those wins. It's really something. We're back with Traffic and Weather together. This portion of the Bob Bell Show brought to you by your Tickets to Travel.
It's time to get to work, school, and play with a smile on your face, knowing who you belong to. The Bob Bell Show.
I thought I'd throw in some 80s music because, you know, Tim, it's kind of where we are. You know, and we're kind of square. We're hip to be square. Joy 620 WRJC. A little Huey Lewis in the news for you. Yeah. My wife and I got married. We used to listen to that album all the time. Like a real record album, like with a needle and stuff. You know? Yeah, these guys all know what I'm talking about. Lamar's laughing like, hey, yeah, you mean they still don't do that? No, yeah, we do now.
I've got a record album.
Don't laugh, Dwight. You know you had them too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
All right. For Joy 620 WRJZ, all right, we've done a lot of heavy stuff. We want you to participate in the Ken Sparks Scholarship Fund and be a part of that. Because some students are going to benefit from this in a way that changes their life, just like it's changed the lives of these guys right here. But we want to be a part of that, and I want to see that scholarship fund grow. That's part of it. The other part is the reunion. If you're Carson Newman, you played sometime during the 80s, they want you to be there because we're not getting any younger. And it's now or never, as Lamar said. You're right. So, and you want to see these guys because, you know, Tim ain't changed. That's pretty sad. His head's still big. But he's the linebackers are like that, though. You know, and he's got those eyes that look around like Mike Singletary. You know, he's one of those, yeah. But praise the Lord. All right, so guys, it's been our tradition for a number of years in the Bob Bell Show to do the Eddie Griffith Show trivia, which is giving away free oil change, backyard burger, plus a book. This book is called Marriage Done Right, One Man, One Woman. So with any further delay, we're going to throw out a contest and an opportunity to win. All right, 865-342-5620, 865-342-5620 on this Friday. The Andy Griffith Show trivia. All right, toward the end of all the black and white Andy Griffith shows, there was a man who came, and he was a one-man band that played at the carnival. Can you name the actor who played this one-man band guy? That's right. 865-342-5620. Name the actor. This actor is also the brother of another very famous actor. 342-5620. He played a one-man band in the carnival with a sultan. And he was asked by some of the women of Mayberry to go ask the sultan to kind of calm the dancing down just a little bit. Because Tim got a little risque on there, you know. So Andy said, we're not talking about anything big. Just kind of tell her to throw it in low gear toward the end. Throw it in low gear. And he did that, but the poor one-man band that was playing for this dancer, he got fired. So let's see if Gary knows the name of this actor who played. Gary, good morning. You're on the Bob Bell Show. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Very well. So here we go. Name the actor who played the one-man band on the Andy Griffith Show toward the very end of all the black and white presentations.
Jerry Van Dyke.
Tim, did you know that, really?
I knew that.
I watch this thing all the time.
I'm impressed. It was Jerry Van Dyke. Some say that he was actually sort of auditioning to be the next Barney. And I kind of wondered about that. But I was surprised he never did do that.
Well, he acted that goofy on the show, but you could never replace Don Knotts.
No. And
but
the guy,
it was a great show.
Yeah, the guy who played Warren that came after him, you know, that just lasted, what, 1 year? Is that right?
One season. Yeah, I didn't care. Yeah, never mind.
Nobody liked him. It just didn't work. You don't try to follow a legend like that. It's almost impossible.
Yeah, you can't replace them. Just add to it.
Yep. Well, Gary, for your efforts, you've got the book from Jim Daly, Marriage Done Right, the free hot off the grill backyard burger, plus an oil change from Fred's Alignment. How's that sound, brother?
That sounds great. I really appreciate it.
Yes, Gary, you stay right where you are, and Miss Nathleen will take care of you and make sure and get all your information. I said Miss Nathleen. Didn't I say Miss Nathleen? Yeah. Miss Nathleen. She's a University of Tennessee student. She's excellent at what she does.
So I'm sorry for all Carson Newman.
But you all wouldn't. Well, no, I mean, they're not rivals or anything like that. It's kind of a different. But, you know, I'll tell you this. It's kind of funny. Nathleen, you watch for her name. She's going to be something. She's smarter than the average bear. And she makes good grades, and she works hard.
She's nice, too.
She's nice. She shows up on time. She works hard. And she has a pretty smile. And she understands people. Now, you give me a 20-something-year-old person like that, they're going to go places.
Right.
Yeah, she's smart. Anyway, for Joy, I'm sorry, Nathleen, it's time to brag on you. Hey, something else I'm bragging on today. If I'm not mistaken, Phil Arlinghouse is going to be special guest on Crossroads with Jenny this evening. At 5, is that right? We verified that? Did they talk to Phil's agent about that?
They did talk to me, yes.
Did he? Love it. You see the love around here, guys? No, September 3rd, we're going to start carrying Carson Newman football for the 28th season. Here on Joy 620 WRJZ, and it's a pleasure. And guys, I'm so glad that you guys built a foundation for what was winning football for a long time. But more than that, a foundation for men who did it right. You know, you love your wives, you love your family, but first off, you love your God. That's first and foremost, and I appreciate that. And when somebody asks you, how's your heart, you know what to say, don't you, Tim?
That's right.
That's right. It belongs to Christ. We're doing good.
Yes.
On his deathbed, Ken Sparks was actually texting people, asking them, do they know for sure that they belong to Christ? Do they know for sure if they were to die? He was literally that concerned. He wasn't concerned about his own death. He knew he was going home to the party that never ended, from which you never have a hangover, by the way. It's a great place. Lamar, thanks for being with us, my man, and the long drive.
It's great to be here. Thank you very much.
Dwight Wilson, it's great to meet you again, my friend.
Thank you. Same here. Thank you.
I'm so glad to have you up here. Jeff, thank you for your efforts. I appreciate it.
Be glad to help.
And Tim, we'll get back together again. Tim, God bless you. Thanks for letting us pick on you a little bit.
Awesome. I love it. Thanks, Bob.
You guys are great. We don't love you. We're not picking on you. That's right. Hey, 757 at Joy 620 WRJZ and 102.5 FM. Coming up Monday, Jenny Bushkill and I will be back here on the Bob Bell Show again. Jenny, at 5 o'clock this afternoon, Crossroads with Jenny. There's a great story about Phil Arlinghouse. It really is good. She always does a good job. I mean, that's just the way it is. Anyway, until Monday, Bob Bell, along with the rest of the crew, saying now, go out and do Jesus to someone today.